Hello and welcome back.
Finally.
January 26th, 2023. Oh my God,
Yes,
we're
not
back. It's
2026.
not 2026. We are back. Hey, we are getting into season two, episode one, starting off 2023 with a new episode of You Can't Make This Shit Up. And we are so excited to be back.
And this year is going to be interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be a little.
No, you know what? The last part of last year was interesting enough. So,
Well, I got to keep it
you and me both. So, we're going to catch everybody up to what's been going on with us, Bethany and Stephanie podcast. You can't make this shit up. Again, we are on Apple, Spotify, Anchor, and we are thrilled to be back. It's been a long time. But gosh, we got a lot to catch up on. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Where do we
to
start?
say the least. Well, I can say I have a new man in my life
Yeah.
that kind of makes me feel young again, to say
That's
the least. Yes,
awesome.
he's super sweet. And well, and I'm also gonna prepare to be a grandma for 2 weeks straight while my poor daughter has radiation.
Oh.
So yeah, but she'll be fine. But that's gonna be a task. 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Well, I'll be
And a
over
new
here.
job
I can help you.
and training.
I'll come over and entertain the
Yeah,
grandbabies.
I started a new job again because of a crazy narcissistic ex-best friend who
Oh,
will remain nameless.
and boss.
Yeah, because she's fucking crazy.
But we'll use the term loosely.
Literally. God, that was awful.
That'll be another episode.
But
What
yeah.
constitutes being a good boss and a bad boss? Well,
Or even knowing how to be a boss. Yeah, maybe some education. Anyway, and the small town drama continues. It's like Days of Our Lives in fucking Tremont with stupid people. But yeah,
what
that's,
is wrong with
I
people?
don't know,
I
'cause
mean,
they're immature and dumb and I don't know. They just don't know how to live life.
they're insecure.
Very insecure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't be jealous. Just go on with your
Just
life.
go on with your life, honey, and
Yeah.
move on and be happy with what you got.
You wanted it, you got it. All of it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That has been, yeah,
Yeah.
it's been crazy. But you know, here's what I think. It's just like turn on the news and there's like so much, commotion and anger and battling and fighting and guns and all of this stuff going on. And it's just like, I think people act like they don't know how to be happy anymore. And it's sad.
Well, when you live a toxic life with nothing else to do, that's what you do.
Well, I think there's
It's very unhealthy.
it's kind of like what we're going to talk about
Yeah.
today is life skills, goals, and having a
Partnerships.
healthy life partnership.
Yeah.
So
Healthy boundaries. I think we've already talked about that probably 5 or 6
I
times,
know we
but
have.
healthy boundaries.
Right.
Not too many people have healthy boundaries.
Well, and they just don't even have life skills. I think that's evident in just like the society that we're in today. Like,
Yeah.
so we're gonna dive in deep dive into that here in a little bit. So what
Yeah.
else have you been up to? Grandkids,
New
new
job.
jobs, new job, new
Yep.
man.
New man. Listening to my cat tear shit up as we're trying to do this.
Okay. We're a little rusty. We were sitting here earlier and having some wine
A
and
bottle
like
of
a
wine.
bottle of wine, just trying to figure out how to dig back into this because it's been so long.
Yeah.
But we're gonna just dig in, and
What have you been up to? A lot?
actually just consumed with work. I've been to Fort Lauderdale, Vegas, New Orleans, Houston, West Palm Beach, South Dakota on the vacation from hell.
Oh, yeah.
Oh Lord. And then after that, got rid of an ex, met up with another. So, yeah, then I'll be headed to Orlando, Phoenix, and Vegas. I mean, literally hit the ground running January 5th with a trip. So just work. It's busy time. It's good to be busy, but just trying to take a breath, trying to find, you know, the professional goals are good, but I've got to take time for me, and I have to learn that the hard way and find those boundaries and find the work-life balance. And
yeah, work-life, home-life balance.
Yeah, so yeah, it's hard.
I'm kind of doing that too, because I'm back working at home full-time now. And I mean, I love it, but it's a little to get used to. Because you feel, especially with the weather being cold, you feel like you're so secluded.
Well, and then like here I am in my yoga pants that I've been in all day and my, you know, my socks and
I wake
pajama
up.
Top. And then it's like, okay, I'm trying to work. And then, you know, you're just stuck at home and then trying to stay motivated. But my problem is I'll just plow through work, you know, from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and I haven't even taken a break. And then I'm so wound up by 7 p.m. It's just like, then I can't sleep. So it's hard. I mean, you got to try to find that, like,
wine.
I know.
Lots of it.
Wine, melatonin. You know what I've been using is, it's not that Calm app, but it's just like the sleep sounds on Apple Music. You go to sleep.
Yeah, and I have that.
Yeah, and that really seems to help.
Yeah.
Just kind of calms your brain. And I found this new thing. It's like brown noise.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this?
No, mine's called Sleep. It's just called Sleep.
Yeah, it's just called Sleep.
And it has thunderstorms and
nature sounds.
And I love it.
Yeah.
And hopefully my grandsons are going to go to sleep to it too. 2 weeks in a row. Good night.
Yeah. No more lullabies.
No lullabies. It's time to go to bed. Because I'm literally going to have to get them up at 6 a.m. And have them at daycare by 6:45.
You're a new mommy all over again.
I am. Love them.
You thought you were done raising kids.
No, they just bring them back.
It's going to be fine.
It's fine.
Going to be good.
Yeah.
It's going to fly by, and then you're going to wonder why your house is so quiet after they leave.
And clean. I love a clean house. I'm like, it's going to be destroyed. Yeah.
So that's where I've been, is, you know, traveling for work, and you've gotten two other jobs under your belt, but I think you're on
this is my permanent job.
Yeah, I think you're onto something good now.
This is a really good place to work.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're thrilled to be back. Episode 1 of season 2. We're going to just start it fresh. We're a little rusty, bear with us, but we're going to deep dive into
another bottle of wine.
Let
me get the next one.
That's a good one. So what we're doing is growing in life or throwing it away, just take out the trash. And
literally.
And you know, some of this, you can't move forward with your life until you first take out the trash. And by quote trash, we mean, you know, those bad habits, those fake friends, those exes, the fake family, the doubts, grudges, anything toxic, and just things that are not healthy and not allowing you to have those healthy boundaries. And
they just drag you down. It's like a film that you can't get out of, like,
well,
a cesspool.
And we talked about the sludge.
A cesspool of shit.
Yeah. A cesspool of sludge.
Yes.
Just like emotional. I think it's just like that emotional sludge.
Yeah.
So I think we've all been there. And I had some of that this summer myself. And that emotional sludge that just kind of sucked the life out of me. And I feel like the new year sort of turned around and I kind of turn over a new leaf and just start setting some healthy internal boundaries, but external boundaries too. So again, we're excited to be back. Episode 1, season 2.
Boundaries or bondage? Oh, you said boundaries. Bondage.
Well, we do, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. So we're going to need to have a topic about bondage maybe for Valentine's Day. So more to come. Good to be back.
Back. Hi.
Hey, we're back.
See, I told you we're rusty. Okay. So getting into the growing in life and throwing it away. I kind of did it in segments of three different areas of how I feel about it. So the first one is like life skills. And life skills just are basically like decision making. I don't always make the best life decisions and I still screw it up.
But who does make the best life decisions?
Well, you know,
hey, there's no guidebook on life.
Oh, there should be. I could write the bad version of how to really fuck it up. But just use some common sense when life throws you stupid shit and you don't need or want, you don't know or need what you want in your life. I can't even talk. This is our second bottle of wine.
You're fine. Keep going.
Or just slap the stupid people. No. Don't really slap the stupid people because then you're just going to go to jail. Just take the higher road. I've learned that just even recently. I've got to start taking the higher road.
It's hard, though.
It is. When people push your buttons for no reason, it's hard.
Well, and it's hard to be the bigger person. And then when you also feel like you don't want to be bullied and you want to stand up for yourself and set those boundaries for yourself. But then at the same time, when you feel like other people are bullying you or not respecting your boundaries or your...
Make my fucking blood pressure boil.
Well, that too.
Make you see red.
Yeah.
But then you just look like the crazy ex and you're really not the crazy ex because it doesn't have anything to do with that.
But it's a delicate balance of...
It's immature.
Trying to keep your cool, but stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just stay away from dumb people. Make smart decisions for your own mental health, healthy boundaries, be a positive influence on your children, and have lifelong goals. I don't know if I was the most positive influence on my children. I mean, did you just see Jay come in here? Kid drives me bonkers.
But he's a good kid.
He is a good kid.
But he just... I think with kids,
he's a jokester
and he wants to get under your skin and push your buttons and you just
like literally pushes my buttons, literally pushes me in the forehead.
But that's a teenage boy for you. Come on.
Oh my God. Yes. He's 18. Yes. He's graduating.
He's not here to solve world peace.
He's not. He needs to get a job and get an apartment. I don't see that happening anytime soon, but he is a good kid. Okay, relationship skills. Again, I don't know if I'm the best person to talk about that. I failed in this in my past, but I do know it only took 52 years to figure it out.
Only.
I think I'm getting there. I know what I want, what I don't want, and what I will accept and what I won't accept.
Right.
Because I accepted a lot of bullshit.
Well, we all have.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, my whole life.
Right.
Like, my kids as dads.
As of like 3 months ago, accepted far, far, far more bullshit than I would have ever allowed myself.
And you deserve so much better.
Yeah. And then, but you got to give yourself time to heal and move through that and then realize that, okay, this is not what I want. And you sometimes we all have to go through those bad times in our life to realize what we don't want. And we might have to do it 2, 3, 4, 5 times before we realize, hey, this is not how I want to be treated. This is not the kind of life that I want for myself. And this is not how I see myself in 5, 10 years. So it's okay. However long it takes you, but as long as you get there and move through it, it's a journey. And we all have to go through that.
So I don't know if it's a journey. I think it's a bad fucking nightmare. I've gone from very failed toxic, mentally abusive and exhausting and uncommitted relationships to now trying to put a new outlook on these things and what they have taught me to help me focus on where I want my future relationship to be. I no longer want to pick up all the pieces for another grown adult who is more than capable of doing it for themselves. They're not children and you don't need a project.
Well, we want fully grown formed human beings.
Yeah. And you don't want to have chaos or walk in the unknown every day of your life.
Right. You don't want to have relationships and put yourself in those positions where you're walking on eggshells all the time.
No.
And sometimes, you know, it's better if you're going to be in that kind of a situation, it's better just to be by yourself, to find yourself and realize what you're going to expect, what your expectations are. And again, I always tell so many of my friends who say, well, how do you do it? you seem so happy, you're alone and you're single and you seem so happy. Well, it's not all a cakewalk. It's not.
No.
And I had a friend of mine who just a while back messaged me and said, you seem so happy all the time. And I'm like, well, Facebook life and social media life is maybe much different than my Sunday afternoon home alone by myself, having a bowl of cheese and crackers, you know, by myself. It's like, but I'm alone, but I'm not lonely. So I think it's just
fine. And there's a difference. Like there's, you can be alone. Like I'm okay being alone too.
Yeah.
I like my alone time.
Right.
It brings back my sanity and my focus.
Right.
And I,
but setting those healthy boundaries is important. So
right.
Whether you're alone or in a partnership, it's equally as important to set the boundaries, with friends, with coworkers, with
family.
Bosses, with partners, with your kids and that it's equally as healthy to have personal boundaries and expectations just as much as it is to have healthy relationship boundaries.
Right. And I'm trying to learn some basic skills and implement these in my current relationship because he is a really nice guy and I'm not going to feed back on all the negative of what I had and put it into my current.
Right.
Because you can't always do that.
You can't punish the next guy for what the last guy did to you.
Right. And so some of these are like just listening better, communicating better, give and take feedback better.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important.
Having better empathy. And the hardest for me is trust. But I really think I can trust him. He's pretty trustworthy.
I think so too.
He just wants to fish and hunt. But that is my hardest hurdle. But I know the future is not the same as the past. And okay, so going on to empathy. Empathy, the definition I did, this is the definition of empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another person. But there are three kinds of empathy. Cognitive, like accurate knowledge of the contents of a person and how they're feeling, emotional and compassionate. Some people confuse empathy with sympathy. Sympathy is acknowledging someone else's pain, but empathy is like literally choosing to feel the pain with them when they're feel it with them.
Right. So you're walking through it with them.
Right. This is important to put yourself in someone else's shoes when they're feeling a certain way. Like, so, and with
that's
that
good.
Said,
that's good. Very accurate descriptions. And it's just
investigation.
Good. Well, and it's good reminders too, because I think everybody can use more empathy and more sympathy all at the same time.
Right. I was always told that I was so non-empathetic.
I think you're.
And I'm pretty empathetic.
I think you're empathetic.
I am. Cause I don't like it when people are hurt and I don't like to hurt people.
Right. If you see someone hurting, even like things I've gone through, you're very, you have a lot of empathy. How are you doing? What can I do? Oh, I feel bad for you. Things like that. That's empathy.
I want to try to make it better.
Right. But sometimes
I can't always.
Sometimes it even just an empathetic listener is good to have, because it's like you don't want someone to fix the problem. You just want someone to empathize and listen.
Right.
And it's like, oh my gosh, I've been through that too. I know exactly how you feel.
Right. And a lot of us, like, you know, when you talk to your girlfriends, a lot of us have been through the same exact things.
Yeah, we all have.
In a different way.
Right.
Okay. So moving on with that. This is a hard one. Coping with stress and emotions.
Oh, boy.
Oh, emotions and stress. That was, just a few nights back. Anyway, I fail at this really bad because my emotions are very easily overflowing.
Triggered.
And all over the map.
Yeah.
And triggered.
Yeah.
People know how to push my buttons.
Yeah.
They really do. From kids to family to ex-girlfriends,
right,
that we're not gonna name,
right,
the crazy person. It's easy to let someone get to you or try to instigate or stir up shit and make you feel a certain way and make you react, and then your emotions are all over the place. Yep, pretty much. Some positive ways to control your emotions, though. I did do a little research before our podcast, and it sounds like I'm verbatimly speaking, but it's all true. So the biggest one is, and this is, I do this a lot, and I heard this actually from a previous counselor.
Mm-hmm.
When you're real stressed or you feel like you're gonna blow your top, mm-hmm. like literally take the biggest breath in,
right,
and hold it for like 5 seconds and let it out.
Yeah.
And it brings you back down to zero.
Well, and I think if there's people out there like me who can get their anxiety so keyed up that you feel like your heart's palpitating, that's happened to me, where I just have to take a big deep breath and then take a bunch of deep breaths to get my heart rate to come down.
I don't think it works. It's like, supposed to work, but I don't think it could have worked a few nights ago. I don't think I had a breath in me.
I don't think you had. Okay. Yeah, there are those situations though that come up that just kind of they cause you.
I'm 52.
I know.
And that's a little old for that.
I know, but people know how to push our buttons and get you going, and they did a good job of it that night. And you're human, and when you feel convinced that you're going to stand up for yourself and not let another woman bully you, you have every right to stand up for yourself and not just be a doormat to somebody. And it's hard. It's a hard balance.
You got to know when to express yourself and do not want to go beat the shit out of the person causing the chaos.
Right?
Nope. That's just not a good idea. Not really. So, because all that does is prove that they're winning. It just shows them that they are winning.
So what could you have done?
They have succeeded.
Yeah, but what could you have done differently? I'm just going to...
Laughed.
And then walked away?
Yeah, just let them walk out.
Okay.
Laugh and be gone with yourself.
But how would you have felt the next day waking up going, gosh, I really should have stood up for myself. I should have let her know exactly how she was behaving.
But you know what? It doesn't matter, because it'll never stop. They'll never go away.
Right.
It's like a fungus that just keeps growing. And growing. And they feed off of it.
Yeah. And I always say pick and choose your battles.
Yeah.
So that was one of them, that the battle was that you were going to stand up for yourself, and that don't beat yourself up about that though, yeah, either. So, no,
but I will take the higher road and maybe just stay away from people. That's probably a good idea right now too. Maybe just keep a distance. Okay, and then I also think this is good. I kind of bought this for you for your birthday, because you had a birthday and I had a birthday.
I know.
We're Capricorn sisters.
Woohoo!
Yes. Maybe keep a mood journal.
Oh, I like that.
Sometimes it helps to write down your thoughts and how to process them. I don't think I got enough paper.
Why? Your moods are all over the place.
Yeah. I mean, like, look at this. My notes for our podcast, it's like 8 pages long.
But they're small pages.
Small doses.
That's okay.
Okay. So just write down your thoughts and how to process them.
Oh boy. Ugh. I mean,
that's going to be another bottle of wine.
Well, and I think Capricorns, I mean,
Capricorns are really like solid people.
But I think that we get the, we're good at multitasking. And I think the problem with being a person that can multitask is your thoughts go all over the place. So you're going to have 10 buckets of categories, and then you're going to know in which bucket you're going to put which thought or problem or stress.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but then you never solve all 10 things at the same time. It's like you have 10 things going, 10 projects going at the same time, but you never finish one.
Right.
And I think a journal would help, because right, then you could sort that out and process and put to bed one thing at a time,
right,
one stress at a time.
We're really organized.
Yeah.
Like, I know you are, and I know
yeah,
I am.
Yeah. My brain organizes much differently than other people.
Well, I've been told I'm OCD, and I am.
Yeah, I am too. I think Capricorns can tend to be OCD.
I like things in a certain place in my house.
Yeah.
I like my house really clean.
Yep.
I mean, clean is good.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a dirty
person. But it's how they clean, how somebody cleans too.
I clean my baseboards with a toothbrush. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's sad. Yeah. I know. And this last, like, I was off literally like for almost two weeks.
Right.
Because I took a week off after my old mm-hmm. job.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get my computer stuff in from my homework because UPS lost it. So I was off for a half a week.
And you didn't know what to do with yourself.
My house is pretty fucking clean right now. It's like, I got groceries for like a month. I got my house clean. Like, everything's organized.
Yeah.
My list is almost done. Like, I have a list of stuff that I wanted to get done, and except for my garage. It's a hot fucking mess.
I had like
three. But it's too cold to go out there. I don't want to clean it. No.
I had 3 weeks off. I think what? Like, between middle of December through the 1st of January, and same thing. I got like closets cleaned out and garage organized, cabinets organized, and then just had some good chill time and catch up on Netflix and binging. And so that's always good.
Netflixing
and chilling.
Yeah. I've done some of that. I just got done watching Dead to Me.
Oh,
I love that show. That's a good one. Was good. Did you watch season 3?
Not yet.
Oh, it's good.
No, I was caught up in catching up on Yellowstone.
That was
Wednesday, good. All American, The English, and then of course over the holidays watching a bunch of Christmas movies. And maybe next time we'll give some recs. We'll each have to give some recs.
Have you watched Wednesday?
Yeah, watched Wednesday. That's a good one.
I love that one. And Handmaid's Tale. I'm still getting through Handmaid's Tale.
I'm done with Handmaid's, so.
I have not gotten through that yet.
Yeah.
But I also want to watch that new, I don't know if it's new so much, 1923.
That was, I haven't watched that one either, but that's on my list.
Yeah. Okay, so, and then there's also, you can go for walks, runs, exercise. That's really not for me. I exercised the other day on my lunch, and I think I fucking killed myself. I couldn't walk. I couldn't sit on the toilet.
You're using muscles you didn't know you had.
No, I need to use my leg muscles and not my mouth muscles. Maybe. I'll get myself in less trouble. But I was like, he was like, seriously, I'm like, I'm dying right now.
Well, I'm back in the gym. I think I was down like 15 pounds over the fall and then put on a little bit, but just the cardio is I've got to get back up on my cardio. So that's what I'm working
Me
on.
Me too. Cause I went to the doctor and he's like, your cholesterol's high, your B12's low. You need a colonoscopy. You need this.
The doctor told me I need it. I was close to, what did he tell me? The weight I was at was close to obese. He said, but, I'm like, what?
But the ranges, when I worked at the doctor's office, the ranges of obesity, I don't even think they normalize the range of that.
I'm like, dude, have you been have you been to Walmart lately? Come on. Look at me.
Have you been?
I'm 5'4 and 158. Come on.
I was told probably about 6 years ago, five or 6 years ago that I was obese, but I was.
Well, I
weighed 190 pounds.
Well,
I looked at my pictures. I'm like, what the fuck was I?
Well, you're tall.
Yeah. Not that tall.
The highest I was, I think, was 172-173. And I felt it. I knew I needed to get back in the gym, and I did. And I lost 15, 20 pounds. I put a little back on and then I go down a little bit more.
I went from 190 to 143 and then I lost another 200 pounds on top of that. So it's like, I feel good.
Wait, and all the stuff in the garage, how much should that weigh?
Right?
Wait, there's another, maybe 50 pounds.
Right? And some sanity. No. Yeah, so that's all I really have for that. Do you want to take a break and we can come back?
Yep.
Okay.
Be right back. So, talking about life goals, that's such a deep topic of like, where do you want your life to go? What kind of goals do you have? Did you ever set goals or did you just, work your way through life and then all of a sudden when you get to be
You don't work.
well, or you never, you get into your 50s and then you're like, oh gosh, I'm close to retirement, you know, or I don't have a partner, or what are your life goals once you get to sort of that, you know, second chapter of your life? I think that, like, if we all have fears about setting goals, you know, then we don't know how to navigate through setting goals.
Yeah. Or even making a bucket list. I have a bucket list.
You know, I started thinking that through of like places I want to travel to, because I'd love to travel. I love to go and explore new cities and cultures and, you know, things like art, museum, and
I'm life, scared of music. Heights. I'm scared of heights and I want to jump out of, or well, pushed out of an airplane.
You're afraid of swimming.
I am. I'm afraid of a lot of things.
Why are you afraid of swimming?
Because my mom would never let me go.
Oh, I grew up in the water.
So did my sisters, but I was the baby and she's like, no, she's not going.
So that can be one of your goals and on your bucket list is learn how to swim.
You want to go on a boat and you're just going to throw me off?
No, I wouldn't throw you off because that would make you more afraid.
I do okay if I can, like in a pool or whatever, and right, I can see right. The bottom. I'm not a fan of lakes and rivers, but I do like to float down the Mackinac.
Yeah, see.
I love doing that.
Well, because you can touch the bottom.
In some spots.
In some spots, right. Okay.
And I did go on the female float trip, and that was so much fun.
Right.
In a kayak. Yeah, it was fun.
I did. How good. Much alcohol did you have in you?
Not very much.
Okay. Well, that was a good, that's probably a good thing.
That's why I didn't. I mean, we drank, but yeah.
So just in your goals, put yourself out there, and you know that it's important to set those healthy goals and life goals. You know, whether it's retirement plans, anything in your spiritual relationships, your intimate relationships with a partner, and then just things like personal and professional development, I think is so important. And you know, for the longest time, I haven't had a partner. And so I threw myself into my professional right. world and I set a lot of professional goals.
But you're real career oriented.
And I,
like, you do so well at that.
But then I sacrificed the personal, intimate, and, you know, partnership relationships.
I just screwed
by up. Always setting my goals. My life goals were just around my work and not around building and maintain. I mean, I have a lot of healthy relationships and with friends, but
with
I was
me.
I have probably been focusing too much on the professional goals.
I really want to get, I mean, I have a spiritual relationship, but I really need to get back into church.
Yeah.
Like it makes me feel so good when I go to church.
Right. And I think you get charged up for the week. You get a fresh slate. You feel revitalized. I always do too, whether it's just,
just
the praise
and
the worship hour or just, you know, listening to a positive, uplifting message. And yeah, I think that's such a good part of establishing good life goals is that spiritual relationship. I mean, for me right now, it's like, I mean, the financial markets right now are horrible. And so, yeah, I think about the retirement.
Yeah, plans. It's scary.
It's really scary. And so I kind of just like put it aside.
My 401k took the biggest hit. I'm like,
everybody's did. Seriously? Oh my gosh. I don't even want to look at mine anymore.
I don't even look at it.
I don't even look at it. I'm
going to work till I'm fucking 90. Yeah,
but mine is finally going back up. So, as far as life goals go, I mean, I think I'm pretty good in the retirement area. I need a little work in my spiritual area. I think we all do. In the relationship area, well, we'll save that for another time.
That's another podcast. That's another episode.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that.
Well,
right
you know,
now.
That's mine too. I mean, I really like where mine is at right now and where it's going.
Right.
But it's gonna be slow. It's
and take it
baby
slow.
Steps.
Yeah, you take it slow and take baby steps, and that's okay too.
Yep.
Personal development goals. What do you have for those?
Oh, personal development. I think that's just like I don't know, like, I don't meditate, but they say meditation is good. Yoga is good.
Yeah.
Just to get your brain back, a healthy brain. That, I mean, that sounds stupid how I say it, but just
I think it is. I mean, just, I mean, exercise, I guess, is part of that. For
you. Yeah, and not exercise in my arms. Exercise. Wine.
Well.
And personal development, honestly, I have been going to the bars a lot, but I don't get drunk when I'm at the bar. Like,
I think our personal development is our social life.
Right.
And being in bars.
But you don't have to go and get smoked drunk.
Right. And being in bars is, I mean, it's what a lot of 50-year-old people are doing. I mean,
well, and we just go to the small town.
Yeah. The little small town and
Waterhole.
Yeah. And like, and for, you know, celebrating birthdays and stuff, I have a blast just hanging out with friends and seeing people I haven't seen for a while. And I run into coworkers. I run into, you run into classmates, since you're from around here.
As I still pour a glass of wine.
Pat, you know, old coworkers. So yeah, I think your social, your personal development is, you know, your social life and,
well, and
maintaining your friendships and things like that. I think that's really important to have a balance of all of that.
Well, and I have like the whole relationship with my children and my grandsons, and I love to keep my grandsons. And we are going through a little trial with my daughter right now, and it's worrisome, and she's going to be fine, but it's just, it is, it's mentally,
it's
exhausting.
And your friends help you take your mind off all of those things. And I think those are healthy, having a nice balance of those things is good.
Yes, I agree. And a balanced glass.
And a balanced glass of wine
is good really too. Good too.
Thanks for the wine we've had. What have we had tonight? We've had a peach. A plum.
It was, dun, dun, dun. Blossom of Peace.
Oh.
Tozai.
So it's
a plum.
A plum wine. And then the next one is a peach. It's just a pink risotto.
Yeah.
Or no, Moscato.
Moscato.
Risotto.
Pink Moscato.
I'm
That's
thinking
a
about
tongue twister.
I'm thinking about risotto.
The fifth.
Yeah, the pasta.
Let's have that too. I made some awesome salmon.
Looked amazing.
It was so good.
Well, and I made some risotto. No, orzo.
Orzo.
Creamy garlic parmesan mushroom orzo. So anyway, okay.
And I made us pork chops tonight.
Stephanie did an awesome job with dinner. Thank you for dinner.
You're welcome.
Cheesy potatoes and pork chops.
Yep. It was pretty good.
It was good.
Yep. Okay, so getting back to that, I don't think we'll take a break because that was kind of just a little short stint. The next segment I had was life partners.
Oh boy.
Yeah, boy. Why do I do this to us? Why are we here right now?
Why am I tiptoeing around the topic and you're not?
Quit tiptoeing around the tulips.
I know.
Tiny Tim.
You take this one. You're.
I'm not
you're
a pro.
Knee deep. Well, you're knee deep in it. So
you're. I'm always fucking deep in something. Jesus. Like, really?
Okay.
Leave it to me. Okay. So I got my Bible here. Life partners. Not everybody has one or wants one. Like, it's just not for some people. Like, they really just don't want one. And that's fine if you just want to live singly and do you. But I really... this is important to me, and I want to spend my days with my best friend and someone that is my seamless fit for me, someone to share both my successes, my burdens, my failures, someone who wants all of the same things that I do in life, all the same goals. I mean, you have different goals, like you do different things. You're not going to.
Right, but you're melding your.
You don't spend 24/7 together.
You're melding your lives together.
Right. And I just don't want someone that just wants to, I mean, yes, we just talked about sitting at the little local watering hole, and yes, that's fine and dandy, but I want someone that wants to do other things than right. that. I want right. to go bowling. I
want
to.
Well, you want someone that you can
I
create.
I want to sit at home with.
Right. Create new memories with and not just be doing the same things that maybe your previous partner always wanted to do, which was some of that.
Right.
But and someone who wants to be more, things. You know, someone who wants to experience adventure or likes to travel or
family time.
Yeah. Wants to do family things or, and you know, create right. new memories.
And someone that I look over in the morning and at night, and that's the first person and last person I want to kiss and close my eyes to.
Yeah.
Like that's important. And I don't want to go to bed mad.
Right.
No.
No, I don't ever.
That's,
want to go
that
to
should
mad.
Be a rule. Don't right. go to bed
Never
mad.
Never go to bed mad.
Makeup. I mean, makeup's great too, but, but don't go to bed mad. Yeah.
I think when we get older in our phase of life, sort of the second chapter, I think we kind of value more those simpler things. And, you know, you've been through multiple relationships just like me to, mm-hmm. to get to this point where we're at.
Sometimes and then, you go through all these bad ones to get the great one.
Right. Yeah. But then you realize what's really truly meaningful later in life where, you know, getting to that point took some hurdles.
Hurdles? I think that was a high jump.
I think I just drove off a cliff.
That was a fucking valley. You know, like Thelma and Louise.
Right.
Right off the fucking edge.
Right off the cliff.
Right off the cliff. But someone that's the person I want to hold me all night and it's my safe place.
Right.
You want to feel yeah. like you're with someone and you're safe with them.
Right.
Like
you want someone to, you can be yourself, you know, they're going to love
that
you
loves me with or without my makeup, right. someone that
even on your worst day, they still love you and cherish you and adore you. That's the person you
yeah,
want.
Yeah. Someone that is proud of me and is proud to have me on his arm. Someone that has my back, like you just said. And when my crazy is in full force, he puts me in check or he tries to. Sometimes I get away. Sometimes I'm hard to hold on to.
Right?
Yeah. All of this works both ways. So it is vice versa.
Right.
I mean, it's not just
exactly.
It's not just for girls. It's for guys too. The guy wants that too.
Guys definitely want.
They want their safe haven yeah. too. Like they really do.
Yeah.
I mean, they want to be the big, you know, macho guy, and they don't want to show right. their emotions and their
they don't
feelings
want to show their vulnerability.
No. But
they should have a say when they're with their life partner or a healthy partner, then they feel safe to show their vulnerabilities.
Yeah,
I
like
think
deep
that's
down
very
at home
too.
You can totally be yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to
right.
hide any feelings or hide any emotions.
Right.
So I want someone to pick me up and I am their choice, not just a temporary option until the next best thing comes along.
Yeah. Well, I was there.
I've been there too. And it sucks. Like, yeah. No, you want someone to pick you. Be the queen.
Right.
You want
yeah.
them to be
we
your queen.
We said that before. Yep.
And you be the queen.
Yeah. Don't be the option. You always want to be the choice.
Right. So going back to the topic of today, don't just throw your life away and literally take out the trash. If you spend the vast majority of your time doing things that are meaningless for a long period of time, you are throwing at least one major part of your life away. I've thrown many parts of my life away.
Well, I think we
chasing my tail
right.
and chasing things that weren't meant for me.
Right. I think we put ourselves up for it to be like a sacrificial lamb just to mold into what we think somebody else wants us to be. And then we lose ourselves in between all
right.
of that.
And even with jobs and careers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's with that too.
I've done it too.
I have too. And I gave up my one that I liked the most for the one that my stupid ex-friend told me I should take. And that was a big mistake.
Well, you
but
learned,
I did learn.
Yeah, we all learned a lesson. I mean, we definitely, we can talk about it another time, but
yeah.
we definitely learned a lesson about, you know, where your loyalties lie with people and where that trust starts and where it ends.
Yeah.
Quite frankly. And again, you know, that whole moving forward with your life and getting a new job and bettering yourself and moving on to something that into, you know, and I can't say enough about my career and where I work and what I do is I feel always feel valued. And I feel like the culture of the company that I work for is a good fit for me. And if it weren't, I can guarantee I wouldn't have stayed as long as I've stayed. And I told you the same thing is like, it's not a, if it's not a healthy culture and a healthy work atmosphere for
it
you,
it was so toxic.
Yeah. Then you need to move on and that's okay. And don't beat yourself up about it. But, you know, like I say, we can't move forward in our life until you've taken out that trash. And again, it's bad habits. It's those doubts, those grudges, mm-hmm. those toxic situations that just suck the life out of you.
Giving too much of your time to people who don't deserve it.
Right.
They don't deserve all that space in your head.
Right.
It's and so that's unhealthy.
Exes and yeah, like
ex friends, family that treat you like shit. Yeah. Wow. I think that had my name all over it.
So I got a question. Are you a psychologist? Or no. A psychoologist.
I'm a psychoologist. No psychology major here. Psychologist, absolutely.
We're armchair and barstool psychologists.
Yes. Psychologist. We're psychologists. That's a new word.
We didn't even realize we made up a new word.
Good job. Okay. So.
So do we want to move on or are we going to
take a pause? Yeah, we can take a pause for now.
We'll take a pause.
Okay. Pause for the cause. Hey, we're back. This is going to be the last of this never-ending podcast because I just thought we should talk forever tonight.
That's okay. Hey, we're kicking off season two with a bang.
Right. So. Literally. Okay. So I guess I'm just going to try to wrap it up. Like, staying in bad relationships, if you're unhappy, you just aren't on the same page. You just need to get out of it. And same with like jobs, relationships,
amen.
Friendships, and just live healthier and happier, productive, and manifest.
Ooh.
Manifest your life.
You know, you can manifest a man.
I think I have.
Talked about that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Manifesting a man.
That's an episode. Manifesting a man.
We'll save it for Valentine's Day when we talk about bondage. Bandages and bondage.
The three B's. Oh boy. Yeah, that's gonna be some digging for me. I'm gonna have to do some research on that. Bondage.
Okay.
Yeah. We won't get you excited yet. Some people do give up too easily and cut out short because they just don't want responsibility and accountability. But if you just can't agree to disagree and put the pieces together, then it's just time to turn the page. It's time, not even time to turn the page, just time for a new fucking book. You just got to get out.
Right.
And just make everybody's life happier on both sides and just right. move on.
End the vacation 3 days short, even if you have to.
Right.
Okay.
Literally. Fucking hitchhike home if you have to. I would have got your ass. I really would have.
I would have taken an Uber home.
I would have. I got GPS. I needed a road trip. I would so
drop me off at Enterprise. I'll rent a car. I'll drive home.
Right. I mean, I'm not a Puritan to judge, but I mean, let's just call a spade, you know? So sometimes we hide and we distract because we are afraid of living our life in full clarity and we don't have focus and we are afraid of our demons and can't come to grips with the present moment. I mean, that's so true. Like I've had past demons and I was in a dark place.
Right.
Many
times. We've all been in those dark places. And yeah. I think, but in building newer healthy relationships, whether it's with a partner or with a friend, you can't punish the next partner or friend for what the last bad one did to you.
Right.
So,
but when you're engaging in that level of entertainment and distractions that are unhealthy,
you're trying to hide from something. I mean, I really believe that a life compromised of hedonism is a distraction. It's a waste.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much. And then there's the next part of the taking out the trash to forcefully remove undesirable people from your life. Worthless, dirty, leftover debris, just get fucking rid of them. Take out anyone or anything to the trash that does not have a future spot in your life or that just will drag you down.
Well, and I think keeping your circle small is important.
Small circles.
Small circles. Wax off.
I just made the little motion. Small circles.
Small circles.
Small circles, guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Or the rose. You know, we've already had that on our podcast, but it's a great thing.
Yeah. Like, single ladies.
I bought it for two of my friends now.
Right.
My other friends. One friend fucking hated it, wanted to throw it out the window. She's like, what is this thing? It's possessed. I'm like, no, you just got to get to level 11. It's like a game. Level one, level two. I'm at level 11.
And for, I love it. For all you single ladies out there, go on Amazon and just type in the rose.
They have a new one.
Oh, I didn't know that. What do you know about the new rose?
It's got an attachment.
Oh.
That's maybe a new investment.
Valentine's Day.
I have to get it for you. Valentine's Day. If you don't foresee these people having a substantial place in your life, don't give them the space in your life. The people that you choose to associate with determine a lot of where you are going to go in your life and your motivation level.
I think having your circle small.
Every time you do that, I want to just make the circle.
Stop with the circles.
Stop circling.
No, I'm just saying by keeping your circle small, I just lost my train of thought. Too much wine. keeping your circles small is just a healthy way to kind of protect yourself.
Right. Well, and like my dad, you know, he's not here any longer, but he always told us girls, and he learned this the hard way, unfortunately, with his friends and the situation and my mom and his divorce. But it is true. You have a handful, if that, of true friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I have probably five best friends.
Yeah.
That are like my sisters.
Right.
And a whole bunch of acquaintances.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, me too. Look at Facebook.
Yeah.
I don't have 1,300 fucking friends.
Right.
But, which I should clean it up, but that's a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Like, well, and that's kind of part of that taking out that trash and the social media stuff is, it can be a lot of, It can be a lot of drama and it can be a lot of trash.
Well,
so.
I know. And I'm like social media queen.
Well, I mean, know.
My freaking storage is full on my phone all the time.
Wait, how many pictures do you have?
Thousands.
You're probably at 30 or
thousands
more
of pictures
on your phone.
Yes.
You're probably 30 or 40. I have a lot of work pictures and travel pictures.
I seriously got to buy more storage.
It's 99 cents a month on Apple.
I know. I'm up to like past the 99 cents. But I love pictures. I mean,
yeah.
And there is a saying that a friend of mine had it on her Facebook that, you know, some people say, oh, you post too much stuff. Oh, you take too many pictures. But you know what? In the long run, that's all your memories.
Right. Yeah.
If you don't take a picture of it, that's a memory that you might not have anymore.
Right.
Yeah. So. That's how I think of it.
Yeah.
That's my logic of taking too many pictures.
It's okay.
If they don't like it, delete me.
And if they don't like it, everybody wants to express themselves on social media in their own way. And that's okay. What's right for one person is not always right for the other.
Right.
And that's okay too.
So. And you know, Facebook, social media, if you don't like it, there is a delete, unfriend button.
Right. Unfollow, unfriend.
Unfollow, unfriend. But don't do that on our podcast because you really want to listen to it.
So with that,
To the psychologists,
in conclusion, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, Bethany and Stephanie Podcast on Facebook, Beth and Steph on 20, Beth and Steph 2021 on Instagram. Follow us, like, and comment on Anchor. Listen to our podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcast, and Spotify.
And send ideas for future podcast episodes.
Leave comments in any of those, and we'll read them. And until next time, we will see you for season 2, episode 2. And I guess we're probably getting about close to Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bonded.
So we're going to come up with some good red hot fun to talk about on Valentine's Day. And thanks. Have a great week. And thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.